Well, our Holy Week has begun, and we hope to meet Jesus on the way and to experience once again the power of his death and resurrection. The church instructs the priest or bishop to give a short homily on Palm Sunday because of the length of today's gospel, so I'll do that. But I want to say two things. I want to talk about donkeys, and then I want to talk about Jesus' abandonment. First of all, about donkeys. My reflections here are based on a piece of writing by Bishop Hugh Gilbert of the Diocese of Aberdeen in Scotland. He says that Jesus began his Holy Week riding on a donkey. In one sense, this is a religious symbol because it's the fulfillment of a prophecy from the prophet Zechariah, who predicted that the Messiah of the Jews would not ride on a horse but on a donkey. The horse being a symbol of power and of war, and a donkey being a symbol of peace and humility. So in one sense, Jesus is simply fulfilling the Old Testament. But also, he gives us an example for ourselves. Bishop Gilbert says that in riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, Jesus began to make an ass of himself. There's a graffiti on one of the very ancient walls of Rome with a picture of Jesus on the cross, but with the head of a donkey. This was mockery because among the Roman people, in their way of thinking, what Jesus was doing and what he was asking of his followers was to actually make fools of themselves. Now, Jesus talked about humility when the Romans talked about pride. Jesus talked about sacrifice when the Romans talked about success. And if we're going to be disciples of Jesus, it means that we must be willing to make asses of ourselves in the eyes of the world around us. And we hesitate to do that because we want success and we are full of pride. But Jesus shows us in his passion what's required to be his disciple. In our second reading today, which was from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, we heard these words. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. He humbled himself, becoming obedient even to the point of death on the cross. So this self-emptying of Jesus, this humility of Jesus, is a pattern of discipleship. That we want to follow him, we must be willing to empty ourselves of ourselves and give ourselves away to God and to other people. So that's my first reflection, that the donkey is a symbol of Christian discipleship. We have to be willing to carry the weight of Jesus' teaching on our backs as we live our lives in the world. The second point I want to talk about is Jesus' abandonment. You know, generally when we hear the word abandon, we think about someone who was our friend, maybe even our spouse, who's left behind our friendship or our marriage. And it's a very negative word. None of us want to be abandoned by the people that we love and who we hope love us. But when I talk about the abandonment of Jesus, I'm not talking about anyone abandoning him. I'm talking about him, Jesus, abandoning himself to his Father. And this is the Christian virtue of abandonment, that we give up ourselves, our self-will, and give ourselves in complete obedience and trust to God. We see this in today's gospel, in the Passion, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was praying before he was captured and then crucified. He prayed that this problem, this pain, this chalice would pass from him. But he concluded his prayer by saying, "But not my will, but your will be done." He was abandoning himself to the Father. And we just heard Jesus' final words on the cross, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." You know, Jesus was once again abandoning him, his total self, as a gift to the Father. And we're called as disciples of Jesus to do the same. You know, the sin of our first parents, the sin that Jesus came to repair, was a sin of autonomy, which means self-governance or self-rule. Instead of giving themselves in obedience to their Creator, they decided to do it their way, to be independent, to focus on themselves rather than on the will of the Creator. Jesus came to heal that and invites us to allow that healing to take place in our lives, because we learn from him as his disciples to once again abandon ourselves to the Father in trust and in love. And we do that every time we celebrate Mass. You know, we refer to the Mass as the unbloody sacrifice of the cross. And what we mean by that is that just as Jesus at that first crucifixion gave himself to the Father as a sacrifice for us, we are invited to join him in that act of self-giving as he once again offers himself to the Father. And we can do that along with him as we celebrate Mass. So we ask the Lord to help us to do that in a special way tonight, at the beginning of our Holy Week. And we ask him to reinforce that message throughout the week. You know, this is just the beginning of Holy Week. We have Holy Thursday, we have Good Friday, we have the Easter Vigil on Easter Saturday, and then we have Easter Sunday. And none of those parts is complete without the whole. So I'm so happy you're here tonight. There's a bigger crowd than usual on Sunday night at our Mass, but I hope you'll also show up on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday so that we might completely immerse ourselves into the mystery of Jesus' self-giving and learn from that and be empowered by that to give ourselves to God and to one another. May God bring to completion the mystery of his death and resurrection, which we celebrate tonight.